This is the second part of this Aaron's podcast interview with Werner Vogels, Chief Technology Officer of Amazon Web Services, recorded during his recent trip to London. In this interview, Vogels discusses how cloud is a perfect storm, continuing the concept of service-based architectures, which started with service-oriented architecture. Traditional software licenses is also changing, thanks to the drive towards cloud computing, according to Vogels.
When we started this 4 or 5 years ago, to be honest, the original thought that we had that this was to be a leveling playing field for the next big internet thing. That there would be a kid sitting in a dorm room in Cornell having a great idea but not being able to execute on it because he did not have access to any infrastructure.
This was the background. This is where it's
This was the original thought that we had around it. And we would open up the kind of things we had because we saw how agile Amazon developers were with this environment. So we opened this up to the outside world with the idea that we really spur innovation and that we could see the next big internet thing coming out of that, triggering it. Within 2-3 months, Enterprise had figured out that was just as good a deal for them. And so it took a whole different road. But what we see now with all of these new applications, mainly also driven by new form factors and new devices, that there is an enormous amount of innovation happening based on the fact that the cloud now is there. You do not have to think about any of this. It gives you unconstrained thinking. Yeah? And on top of that, you know, we now have this ecosystem of all these very rich services sitting there, on top of which it makes it possible to build all sorts of wonderful new applications.
It's funny, isn't it? When, you know, maybe 10 years ago, people were talking about the service-oriented architecture, and perhaps today we have what it really has become.
Yeah, and I think also, often people say it's one of those myths that, cloud is the same thing. You know, it's over now. It's just like the mainframe. You know, when I had a mainframe in the 70s, I could also submit a job and it didn't know where the machine was. I think a number of these things needed to mature before cloud could become reality. Yeah. One of them was virtualization that needed to become, needed to grow up. Not only CPU virtualization as we know it, but also network virtualization, for example. Security is a very important issue in the cloud, so we needed to make sure that none of our customers could actually snoop on each other traffic or things like that, and that we had specialized firewalls in each virtual machine and things like that. So virtualization needed to mature. Distributed computing needed to mature, it needed to reach much further. We didn't know how to build these very massively high-scale services. Software as a service needed to grow up, not just the way that, for example, Salesforce is doing things, but really thinking about how do you build software that can be operated? How can you gain operational excellence? How can you automate things to the next level? And then the fourth thing, indeed, is service-oriented architectures needed to mature. And I don't really mean with that going to the big enterprise architecture style, but the fact that you can have one simple file describing a service, and now suddenly, from all different programming languages and every possible environment, you can access that service, that's absolutely unique.
These things have come together almost like in a perfect storm.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I think in that sense, cloud is a sort of a perfect storm. It's just the evolution of all of these different things coming together, allowing us to build these services and to build a cloud-like infrastructure. And that's why I think that, you know, this myth around that cloud is just same old, just packaged in a different way is just not true. And actually, given the whole range of new applications that we see being built on top of these services, you know, it's already the proof that.
You know, the consumerization of IT with mobile devices, set-top boxes, means that developers will need to consume even more services going forward. There is an ecosystem, and that will have to inevitably grow bigger and bigger.
And especially because I think you see that already in the mobile space, that developers or companies there are actually two-man companies. You know? These are guys that cannot have a whole IT department work for them. You know? They need to be able to automate all of their IT. And the only way that they can do that is by using cloud services. And but the same goes for, you know, look at all the Facebook games. Look at Playfish. You know, they didn't exist 2-3 years ago. Now, you know, they're a $300 business or whatever they. I mean, what the acquisition price was. But they couldn't exist without cloud. If they would have had put all of that effort into actually building an infrastructure that would cost effectively need scale to such that they could run their business, it's impossible. That kind of richness that we're experiencing on our phones and on our set-top boxes and things like that will be driving a revolution in enterprise IT as well. And not just in terms of how things will look to us. Yeah, and I think Salesforce's newest version with all the chatter built in and things like that is really a demonstration of that. But also in terms of licensing. Old-fashioned IT licensing is going overboard. I see CIOs being, you know, the way, the power that we have as IT consumers, we want that same level of control in our enterprise systems. And that's why I see that, quite a few bigger enterprise service providers are changing their licensing models. When Lawson moved over to, Lawson's an ERP system provider, when they moved over to the cloud, they also changed all of their licensing models. Gave a much richer set of licenses to their customers to choose from. And I think that's one of the outcomes of the way that we have started thinking differently about enterprise IT.
I mean, licensing could actually be one of the last sort of barriers, almost. Oh. Given that lots of other things have happened up till now.
I think licensing is one thing that the cloud helps drive. I think without cloud, we would not see different licensing models happening. Also because the delivery models have become differently, so costs for the providers have changed, so they can offer actually these kind of licensing models. The reason why many enterprises move to cloud in the first case is a capital reason, so they want to reduce the capital, though most reasons that they cite why they stay in the cloud is really because of the agility. But they want to reduce the same sort of capital kind of things around software. Don't really spend $10 million on your next ERP system upfront, or on a yearly basis even. Another area where CIOs write big checks is disaster recovery. Yeah, they don't like that anymore either, especially not because most disaster recoveries are not keeping up with what we expect of modern enterprise IT. 24 to 48 hour failover? Our business cannot sustain 24 hours standstill. Failover needs to happen in 5 minutes. Yeah, and maybe an hour. And if you then look at the traditional enterprise IT, guys say, well, you know, an hour would already be very good. But that's not what our current business demands of us. People demand 5 minute failover at most. You know, you will reach the front page of the New York Times if you're out for longer than 5 minutes.
Businesses can always use the cloud as the backup data center.
That's definitely something that we see happening more and more. And for example, something that an organization that a CIO may choose is that they use reserved instances for a large piece for doing dev and test in the cloud, for example. They may run lots of their dev and test environment in the cloud. And then if a disaster does happen, they easily take down those instances and replace them with their production instances to do disaster recovery.
If you are keen to hear more about cloud computing, please check out the final part of this podcast interview, where Vogels looks at the relationship between cloud and the consumerization of IT.